So, I told Jackie this before. I have that Dua Lipa song stuck in my head, and but we've been changing the words to it. So it's I was singing, "If you don't want to eat meat, then just don't eat meat." But Justin came up with one better. And he was like, "If you don't want to eat meat, man, this is a Wendy's." So that's how my day's been going.
So good.
Incredible.
That's what we've been doing. We just come up with the different words to songs while making dinner.
That's romantic.
It's so... I guess romantic. I guess that's what you call it.
That's what I would call romantic.
Speaking of romance.
Yeah.
We'll get to that after.
Oh,
yes.
You're such a fucking tease.
After these...
I just vibrate all day waiting to talk about The Bachelor.
Okay. I should say, first and foremost, this is Ladies Fright, and I'm Maggie.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Jackie.
And we have some lovely friends here today. I want to think of some bachelor puns, but I didn't think of them before. So, they've really rose to the occasion and have come here today.
Bad grammar.
You know, the Bachelor's known for the grammar.
Their walls are down. They're vulnerable.
they've really shown up.
Yes.
So as our lovely guests pull up in their limousine. You are!
Yeah! Yes! That's it.
So as the limousine pulls up and our lovely guests step out, who do we have here tonight?
We have Liv.
And Bix of In the Moment with Liv and Bix, the podcast. Simple enough.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being here.
If you didn't know, their podcast is all about Love Island.
Yep, that's right. That's the show.
That's
the one. Nailed it.
What is your show actually about?
Our show is a Bachelor podcast. So we do Bachelor recaps, Bachelor news, cover all the hot drama that's always going on. But then on the off seasons, we also do stuff about relationships, dating in New York City, because if you can't tell from our accents later on, we're from New York City. But yeah, we just like to talk about stuff that we like when The Bachelor's not on and we can relax.
Have a peace of mind.
These ladies are our neighbors from the George Washington.
Oh,
so
that's right.
The audience should be a little bit used to the accent. They shouldn't be alarmed.
Okay, good. We're not coming in too hot.
No, not too hot. Not too hot at all.
Speaking of hot, we're in the middle of a disgusting heat wave, or I guess tail end.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're all going to
staying
die.
Inside.
Seattle,
currently
melting. No, Seattle, I feel bad even complaining because they're hitting like 113 out in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I would not leave my home.
No.
No.
The infrastructure's melting. I think telephone lines are melting.
Is my that okay?
No.
Is that supposed to happen?
It's not okay.
It's not normal.
I was going to say, but staying at home, they said, I saw in the news today that Seattle has the lowest, like, per home AC units. Like, people just don't own AC out there.
Because they don't need it.
Yeah.
They're in trouble.
They're fucked.
Yeah. No, it's bad. So that's the horror of the whole podcast, is where we talk about, you know, current events happening.
we're a weather podcast, actually.
Yes.
we're an offshoot of NOAA. We just talk about
it. Is that the one with the sand tracker?
I don't know. They do all the meteorology stuff.
Oh,
I'm a fucking nerd. Okay. Anyway, it's fucking hot and we're entering the hottest, scariest time of the year.
Whoa. Just so everyone knows, Jackie's introducing the topic.
I'm segueing.
It was seamless. I loved it.
It was a segue. Did I do it?
You did had
it.
Me.
Very well done.
Thanks. So, coincidentally, July 3rd through August 11th are the dog days of summer, as per the Farmer's Almanac.
Ooh.
It is supposed to be the hottest time of the year. We're coming close to it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is appropriate, right? We're in the spooky, very hot season. And there's plenty of folklore starting with the Romans regarding the mysticism of this particular frame of time.
We should mention that we're all wearing togas. This is actually a toga party.
Oh, I forgot about the toga party.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk astrology for a moment.
Ooh.
To find out.
I love astrology.
Yeah.
I don't know much about. I know more about my sign. Because I'm selfish, but
wait, no, I
true
think
Aries.
Yeah.
Kindred fire signs. I love it.
Yeah.
I think we should go around and say what everything everyone is, what everything is. I'll go through all these zodiac signs.
All of them.
Tell everybody.
This is now an astrology podcast.
Yeah. Well, no, because Liv and Bix was the one who got me to download that pattern app, and then I cried because it read me yes, too well, and it made me very sad.
Liv made you cry.
It read you to filth, I tell you.
The whole thing was like, you'll never be happy when you reach your goals anyway, so just be happy now. And I'm like, I'm trying so hard.
Oh, fuck.
It's so good. Right? I'm sorry.
Brutal.
So I'm a Cancer, well, if you couldn't tell by all the crying.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I did. Yesterday. I just had my birthday. Yeah.
Yesterday. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. It wasn't supposed to be a weird flex. Like, I want to talk about my birthday for a second.
It's
hold on.
I'm a Sag.
Love a Sag.
I'm a Scorpio, depending on what publication you're reading. If it's the newspaper, I'm a Libra. If it's literally anything else, I'm a Scorpio.
Love Scorpios.
I am a Aquarius, with a little bit of Sag and Virgo in there.
Mm. What's your rising sign?
Virgo.
Oh,
and then Sag moon.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh.
I'm a very, very Virgo rising.
Yeah, that's not bad though, right?
I love my
Aquarius. It just
makes
them
crazy.
Being
around you, but you're just like vibrating with angry energy on the inside.
Yeah. I'll say after what all mine are, because it just means I am crazy. So no, when you hear it, you're gonna be like, what the fuck?
Go ahead.
I am an Aries, Libra moon, and Aquarius rising. I went on my CoStar app today and it told me to touch myself. I don't know what that means. So maybe
I'm not. It said touch yourself.
It generally just goes touch yourself. And I sent it to Bix. I was like, I'm okay. If you say so. Oh my God. I'm a mess.
So I'm a Cancer. And then a Scorpio moon, and then an Aries rising.
Oh. How do you get through the day?
Aries.
I just cry angrily all the time.
I just cry.
Crying, angry, wild. Oh, wow.
I pay my therapist a good deal of money to help me.
I thought the Aquarius Virgo in me was bad, but
yeah,
you really blew this one out of the park.
Thank you. So astrology's fun. That's what we're talking about. Oh, no, we're talking about dog days of summer. That's right.
Dog days of summer. So during the dog days of summer, the star Sirius rises with the sun, sometimes even before the sun. So Sirius is a part of the constellation called the Greater Dog, hence the title Dog Days of Summer.
Oh. Sounds so cute.
And considering agricultural communities relied on astrological changes to time things like sowing and harvesting, the relationship between the astrological changes and the weather makes sense.
Okay.
Right? You see something, it's reflected in the weather. Sun is high. Clearly, that's causing the heat. Throw an extra star in there and you've got the hottest day of the year.
Okay. Right? Causation.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Correlation doesn't always equal causation, but who knows?
Exactly that.
Got it.
And we're talking hottest heat waves coming off the fields, sweating from doing nothing kind of weather. like today.
Yeah. Nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the poet Virgil even described Sirius, the star, as the bringer of drought and plague to frail mortals, rises and saddens the sky with sinister light. So they had feelings.
Yeah.
They had feelings about Sirius and heat.
Mm-hmm. Was Virgil Greek?
I think so. Okay. Yeah. Dog Days of Summer are like very Greco-Roman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then now when you see the superstition, it leans almost like Southern U.S., which is where you get this kind of evil's going to come out and get you during this time period.
Well, is it also too... Like, is it also kind of how crime rises in the summer as well?
There are a bunch of correlations there.
Okay.
And some interesting ye old time interpretations of it, which is really fun. It makes sense that ancient agriculturalists assumed drought and unrest would prevail during the dog days, right? Everyone's hot and miserable. The heat was said to be so severe it drove dogs and men mad.
Mm.
But even worse, any smaller insult would become more likely to take a tragic turn, which perpetuated the myth of bad luck coming to pass during the dog days.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the whole spectrum of evil. Snakes become blind and they'll strike at anything. Birds don't sing. There are too many bugs.
You love snakes?
Yep. Well, I love snakes. Yeah. But I'm like,
know this about you.
But
are we talking like... Like you see one in the wild and you're like, that's majestic, or you have one in a tank in your house and you cuddle with it.
Oh, no. So like, I like in the wild too. I just think they're beautiful.
They can be.
Not like, obviously.
From far away.
Obviously, like, if it's like super aggressive and like, I'm not, but like, I do think they're beautiful and I like them. I don't know.
That's
sweet.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way to look at the world. I hate absolutely fucking everything, so do not take anything I say as an insult.
Oh, not at all.
Jackie. I'm out here on the bell diagram of things that you hate. I'm an outlier all the way down there, so don't even bother with me.
Jackie. Way to say I love that for you without saying I love that for you.
I love that for you.
You found the most convoluted way to say I love that for you.
Not me, though. Yeah, that's good.
When I had like a transition period come like approaching in my life, like going off to college or starting a new, like whatever, I used to dream about snakes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just like chilling snakes or snakes overcoming you?
Well, one time a girl I went to high school with, and she had like a python and was trying to make it bite me.
That's not nice. She shouldn't do that.
She's a very nice girl.
Oh,
that's
yeah. I don't know.
I'm sorry. That's horrible. Yeah.
Unpleasant.
Right.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So we said the snakes go blind. Birds don't sing.
Yep. There are too many bugs.
There are too many bugs.
Yeah. The seas will boil.
That's
was that
just
like
always.
Personal? Yeah, I was gonna say, is that a personal note you wrote down, or like was that actually a
there
sign?
There are too many bugs.
Okay.
No, during the dog days of summer, there are too many bugs. That's it. It's a scientific term. Too many bugs.
Too many bugs. On the floor.
I agree.
Yeah. Seas will boil and wine will sour.
Oh, that's real hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess unless it's like Arbor Mist. I feel like that sours pretty quickly.
Because it's all sugar.
It is.
It's just like, boom, it's vinegar. So in addition to all of these terrible occurrences, you have a ton of weather-related superstitions. And I've got a fun little, what do you call it that kids sing and like jump rope to?
And a rhyme? A nursery rhyme?
Oh.
Something like a nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
Right?
Song.
Yeah, it rhymes. Whatever.
A limerick.
You know the things that teach you, like red skies at night, sailor's delight, red sky in the morning, sailors take warning.
Oh.
Or like leaves of three, let it be.
I feel like, is that not a limerick?
No, it's a mnemonic.
There we
like
go.
Like a mnemonic device, right? I feel like.
Okay.
I think that's right.
feel like in my teacher brain, I should have known that, but I feel like mnemonic device, like that's just how you remember how to say certain things. Like,
yeah,
when the vowels do the walking, the first one does the talking.
Oh yeah. My God, I love that.
But yeah, for math, that's not what that is. Oh my God.
I think it's a type. It must be a type of mnemonic device. I think it's, when you make a sentence.
Yeah, it's like whenever you use something to remind something else. Okay, acrostic's a poem.
Yeah, I think it is a mnemonic device.
Whatever.
This is lady
fight. I used to be a teacher. What's up?
So our mnemonic device here: dog days bright and clear indicate a happy year, but when accompanied by rain, for better times our hopes are vain.
Oh, no.
That's a fucking bummer.
I was gonna say, Jersey is a wet place in the summer, like beginning of June.
I feel like I'm gonna pay extra close attention now to the upcoming dog days.
Okay.
Just be like the crazy witch by the end of it.
Do it.
Like, I have a whole journal.
I have a journal.
Everything. I've counted every bug.
It rained on a Tuesday.
I've counted every bug.
Count every bug, yes. And then come up with your prediction for the year. We're all like gather around your ground level porch at your apartment.
Yes.
And we'll be like, what is it?
Too many bugs.
Old woman, tell us, what is your prediction for the year? Neighbors be like, she's like 30.
Yeah.
She's not that old.
She's like 30.
Don't let your dreams be dreams. There is a superstition that if it rains on July 3rd, it'll rain every day of the remaining dog days.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I'm putting that to the test.
It's supposed to rain July 3rd.
So we're in for a lot of fucking rain,
fucked.
Biblical rain.
I hate that.
We're fucked.
Biblical rain.
And I'm camping during this.
Probably.
Fuck me.
Oh, why?
No. Oh, you are.
So many bugs. Did you not
hear about the
bugs?
I didn't hear about the bugs.
Fuck.
Some farmers choose not to cut hay during rainy dog days because it'll just lie in the field and rot. So perhaps this rhyme alludes to something like that, because if you don't harvest your hay, you can't feed your animals. And then during the winter, you're going to lose your livestock.
Yeah.
So that was kind of what I was thinking. Anyone else have a...
Well, that would also explain if it's rainier and you're like cutting things, that like animals seem to be more irritable because they're probably getting sick with ergot. Poisoning. So.
Or just tripping.
Just tripping. I mean, they do have a lot of grapes. They probably were tripping quite a bit. That's the funniest thing to watch, like when deer find like fermented apple tree.
Yeah.
Just drunk deer.
Stumbling around.
Oh, no. Wasted.
And also, like when you have heavy rains, like if you have your fields all ready to like plant and everything, like you want the dirt, or not the dirt, you want the soil to be like dry. You don't want like super wet. Like,
yeah, you'll get root rot. No.
So like, all your livestock's grouchy and you can't plant anything.
And everyone
losing money left, right, and center.
Everyone's just hangry and it's hot. Ugh.
Oh.
It's the worst combination.
It really is.
You pick hot fights with all your friends. Now you don't have friends.
Snake bit you. You can't even tell your friends.
No friends.
They're glad that snake bit you.
Yeah.
It gets worse.
Oh, no.
If you thought you only had to worry about ungodly heat and freaky critters, you thought wrong.
Oh.
Many believed that bug bites and scrapes were more likely to get infected. Even now, people may delay surgeries or castration of their farm animals during the dog days due to fear of increased rate of infection and poor wound healing.
So,
oh, gross.
The animals make sense because I know specifically with what's our favorite animal? Horses.
Oh my God, guys. I recently converted to becoming a horse girl.
Yeah!
So, I'm a horse girl now.
If you're a horse, I'm a horse.
Yes.
Yeah. Jack or Lauren has not seen the painting I made yet.
I saw it.
I made a painting that says, "If you're a horse, then I'm a horse."
I love that.
That's so good.
Putting it on a shirt. Putting it on a tote.
I'm like, isn't your podcast about like horror? I'm like, yeah, but also horses.
Horses.
Oh, I love that. Horror and horses.
Horror and horses.
It's fucking brilliant.
Guys, endless. So we're good. Done. Thank you for coming on.
We did it.
Horses will roll around in the mud to stay cooler longer. So that is dirty and can get infected and things like that. So
could be. Yeah. I'm sure there are a bunch of factors. What I can tell you is that there's a Finnish study from 2009.
Oh, my God.
So in Finnish folklore, June 23rd through August 23rd are the rotten month days, which is like their dog days of the Mediterranean.
That's what I call my period.
The rotten month. Oh, no. That's every month.
Yeah. At least 7 days. It's the rotten month days.
That's terrible. I'm sorry.
That's the best one I've heard of, like, anything to call your period. Like, they have, like, Aunt Flo, whatever. Like, rotten month days is it. I'm done. Like, I'm never calling it anything else.
That's so good.
So they compared surgeries over the dog days between 2002 and 2005. They looked at 49,517 operations. 8% of those were performed during the dog days. And the number of contamination and infection during and after surgeries was actually higher.
Ew. Yeah. Is it like... So when it's hot, at least I guess on the East Coast, it's very like moist. So is there like bacteria in the moistness of the hot air? I don't know anything about science, so that could be the dumbest sentence ever said.
Airflow component, not so much bad air, but if you're moist, you're much more likely to develop a fungal infection because you have fungus that just lives on your skin. Same with bacteria. So if it's not going anywhere, you know, theoretically, you could just get an infection from nothing, from just like sitting, you know, for too long, you can get a fungal infection. But
it's the same thing with like zits and the bacteria building up in the skin, because you get more zits when you sweat more and things like that.
Interesting. We'll have to find a dermatologist.
Yes. I was also going to say, like, we tend to be more active in the summer. So I'm wondering too, because like, you know, like all the kids who have like a broken bone because... I don't know why. And they're like, I'm going to go swimming. And you're like, you have a cast on, you dumb child.
That's
no.
A bad idea. You have an open wound. Don't get in that pond. You don't know what's in that pond.
I want to go in the lake, even though I come out with a yellow film when I come out. No, don't go in.
No.
You're not selling children for me.
Yeah.
You're selling the concept of children.
Out of context, I'm glad.
That's completely possible because a lot of it also is like a bug bite will get infected more likely during the dog days. But if there are more bugs, you're probably going to have more bug bites. Right?
Damn it.
But this study did find that there was almost twice the risk of getting an infection. Granted, it's a really small sample size and I didn't read the whole paper, so I didn't see if there were other things to explain why. But that's pretty significant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So maybe don't have surgery if you can avoid it during the dog days.
Lily's right. We are not a medical podcast. Please do not take
it. We are not giving you medical advice.
No.
Well, actually,
cancel
I
all
will
your
give
surgeries
you medical
for
advice.
The next week.
You're right.
Damn. Yeah.
Call your doctor.
Jackie can give you medical advice if you are a client of hers and she's not talking into a microphone. Don't listen otherwise.
If it's not recorded in any way and I don't have to be held responsible, I'll give you all the advice you want. No. So it's not just health and weather that are affected. The stock market also tends to be slowest around July, and some refer to this trend as the dog days of the market.
Oh.
This one isn't so exciting, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I was going to say, are the people who call it that currently in a suit and have not loosened their necktie in at least 25 years?
Right? When you look at it for the last 10 years or so, August has been one of the worst months for trading. But prior to that, for the previous 100 years, the worst month was September. And it seems like that shift really has nothing to do with the dog days as much as it does as a culture when we choose to go on vacation. So the suits aren't in the like office, a time of trading goes down. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that one's boring.
Have you seen that sketch of, like, they call Women's Winter? I can't remember who made it. But it's like in the summertime, the air conditioning's on. All the guys who are in the office that have to wear like suits and jackets and the shirts and the ties, like they're fine. And then all the girls, they like go in the bathroom to like thaw out. They're so cold. So they call it Women's Winter.
I love it. Wear wool slacks. Take it back. Okay.
No.
Yes. So I'm sure you're all thinking, Jackie, how do we protect ourselves from these evil times?
Jackie, how do we protect ourselves from these evil times?
Tell me how.
Well, for $9.99.
So you can avoid ground itch in one simple step.
Okay.
Don't walk barefoot outside after a rain during the dog days.
That's just good for ringworm.
Oh.
Exactly. Ground itch is just colloquialism for hookworm.
That is
so. It's a parasitic infection. Just don't walk around barefoot. It has nothing to do with the stars. You're just dirty.
That is definitely.
I always walk around barefoot.
I was like, right?
I gotta
don't
stop.
Do that.
Like even in the street, like on the sidewalk by my house.
No. Right, no. I do the same thing.
You're going to get a brain eating.
Yeah, I got to stop.
No, Big Z and I are very similar. Ringworm. I do the same.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
We're all going to get ringworm.
Right.
I was going to say, that's a very Southern American thing, because that's like a big thing is like, especially like in the agricultural communities, is walking around barefoot getting ringworm everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gross. Don't do it.
It's gross.
You may also steep your lungs in wine, says, I did not credit who said that. So,
well, it sounds like bad advice, so I'm glad.
But you could just get trashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm ahead of that.
And if you don't want to get cujoed, Pliny the Elder suggests you feed your dogs chicken shit to reduce the risk of dog attacks.
What?
No, I'm not doing that to Faith.
That sounds like you're murdering your dog.
Apparently they like it. It's a tasty treat.
Hey, Duke. Oh. Duke, would you like chicken shit?
Right? They'll eat it, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. He won't even look at me. He says he got chicken from grandma last night, so he's a... Yeah.
An angel.
Well, probably because he got fed and then sat in the sun all day, because his life's hard.
Right.
Right.
I'd love to be a dog. The 1564 English Hope of Health counseled that purging, which includes bloodletting and induced vomiting, should be avoided during the doggy days of summer because the sun is in Leo, obviously, and it's the nature to make men weak.
So wait, it's okay if I vomit though? Because if you're
not
making,
during the dog days.
Well, if you're making me drink wine and then I'm like soaking my lungs in it, then what am I supposed to do with that?
Keep
swallow
it, inside.
It?
No, you just soak your fucking organs in wine.
Keep it in. No puking and rallying during the summer.
No, you won't rally. You'll just die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've never just once death. Puked in rally. If I'm puking, I'm done. I'm going to bed probably on the bathroom floor.
That was me Friday.
The 1729 British husbandman's practice claimed that the heat of the sun is so violent that men's bodies at midnight sweat as at midday. And if they be hurt, they be more sick than at any other time. Therefore,
the time to strike is now, ladies.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
I would say we ride at dawn, but apparently it's too late.
Yeah.
We ride at dusk.
Yeah. They therefore advised men to abstain all this time from women and to take heed of feeding violently.
Oh, no. The men can't look at me at the beach or when I go to the clubs in the summer. Oh, no. That's so awful. I hate that.
Best week of my life.
Right? You're like, I can't be the dog days all the time. Don't touch me.
Right. Also, it's just, you know, blatantly untrue. I'm not a meteorologist, but the stars do not affect the weather. And we've known for nearly 1,000 years that seasons are controlled by the rotation of the Earth on its axis and its correlated rotation around the sun.
Yeah, we all knew that.
We all know that. But
totally.
I do understand that more nebulous feeling that something's changing.
Mm-hmm.
You see subtle clues in your environment and you think, this isn't right. Like a couple weeks ago, the sky was a weird shade of blue and I was like, is it October? And I missed it all. Have you ever felt that way?
No.
You step outside and you're like, this is wrong.
Oh, yes. I've done that.
Yes. Yes to that part.
But not the looking outside. Like, this.
Did it's October?
Yes. Is it October? Did I miss October? Sounds like the cover band to Green Day.
Sponsored by Hot Topic.
I wish. Hot Topic. Amazing. I don't think you sponsor podcasts, but please.
They should.
Yo, right? I used to love that store.
Really just want some free studded belts. Right. Get at it.
To keep the men away.
And not to mention, I do turn into a monster when the weather does anything I don't like, which is almost always.
This is very true. Jackie was like, I'm going to move someplace colder. And I was like, but you hate the cold. And she's like, good point. I'll move someplace hotter. And I'm like, but you hate the hot. So
damn,
can't win.
I'll live nowhere. Yeah.
Where are you gonna go?
I'll live nowhere.
The thing you should be afraid of is heat stroke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Heat stroke, especially in this area where it's very humid, is significantly more likely to happen than sunstroke, and it's very dangerous. Symptoms of heat stroke include a high body temperature of 104 or higher. Altered mental state, so you might be confused. Alteration in sweating. So you might feel hot and dry to the touch because you can't sweat, or you might be a little bit moist. Nausea and vomiting. Flushed skin. Rapid breathing. Racing heart rate. And headache.
Nope.
Don't leave anyone or a pet in a closed car in the heat. I will break your windows.
Yes.
If you take... Yeah, just leave them at home or take them in with you. What are they going to do? They're going to be like, you can't have that dog in here. And you say, fuck you.
And then go home.
And then you go home.
Yeah. And
don't leave your house anyway. It's too hot.
You look at them like, do you know what days these are? They're dog days.
And you hold up your dog.
You say, kiss it. Kiss the doggy.
It's his day.
It's his day.
Oh,
that is so sweet.
The color of the blanket.
Like a 20.
Yeah.
Cute. If you take certain medications, you may be more at risk for heat stroke. I'm being intentionally vague because I don't have malpractice insurance. Ask your doctor, keep hydrated, and drink less alcohol.
I liked all of it except
Great
the last
advice.
One.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend I didn't say that.
Yeah, no, I'm going to just drink more water. Also, wear sunscreen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sunscreen.
Also wear sunscreen.
I got the worst sunburn the other weekend. It was embarrassing. It was too early in June to have that bad of a sunburn.
I think that's the worst part about getting a sunburn is that you feel stupid after.
Yeah.
You're like, I know this is wrong. And everyone can see it. And they're like,
everyone can see I'm dumb.
Yeah. I think they're looking at me like, didn't that idiot know that she had sunscreen she could put on? And I was like, yeah, I did know. And guess what? It happened anyway.
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't have, like, there's nothing good about a sunburn, but I do sort of find it amusing when you see people who have, like, splotchy areas on them where they, like, Like, they got some of it with the sunscreen, but not all of it. Oh, yeah.
It's the spray on sunscreens where it's just like zip, zip. You have like a Zorro Z that's not burned, and then the rest of it's hot pink.
I will often get sunburn like right where like my armpit meets my bathing suit.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I forget every right single here. Time that that part's going to get hit by the sun at some point.
You just want to pretend it doesn't exist. Because I learned the hard way. I put my bathing suit up like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to stay there, and then it doesn't stay
there. No, it never stays there. No.
Yeah,
my watch tan is back.
Oh, I have a watch tan too. I love a watch tan. It's not as good because, I went and I got my nails done the other day, and it's a new nail technician that I went to who I love, and she was looking. She's painting my toes, and she's like, "Oh, we got to get you some color." And I was like, "I am colored." And she went, "What?" And I lifted up my shirt and showed like my strip of belly and put my arm there. And she goes, "Oh, so you just turn a different shade of red." I'm like, "That's right.
It's a color."
There you go.
Thank you for noticing. Yeah.
We're going to start to bring this up a little bit and on a positive note.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite descriptions of the dog days. But when the artichoke flowers and the chirping grasshopper sits in a tree and pours down his shrill song continually from under his wings in the season of wearisome heat, then goats are plumpest and wine sweetest. Women are most wanton, but men are feeblest. Because Sirius parches head and knees and the skin is dry through heat, which basically conjures an image of hot girl summer. Yeah.
Girl. Summer. Did they some cute goats somebody. On the side. Because I did hear something about goats.
Love goat cheese.
That's goats. What I love goats. Jackie loves goats. Jackie's the goat girl of the situation.
I love a goat.
They produce great cheese.
They really do.
So Philip DeFranco said on his show, like, hot daddy summer. And I put, I think I know my demographic now. Is me. I am a hot daddy summer.
I think I'm going to leave out this thing about the Nile.
Like the river or like the motion?
No, about the river.
Oh, okay.
If you want some more ancient history, the rising of Sirius coincides with the flood season of the Nile.
Okay.
This was required for growing crops in the drought-prone area, so it was actually a really positive thing.
Oh.
So they're like, yeah. Bring on that flood season.
Yeah, we don't like to add in any information that disagrees with the point that we're putting across.
No, I liked leaving it at hot girl summer.
Love yeah. That. I can just fun. Put that in the back after.
Cool. That works for me.
Switch it up.
You can just move it around. It's fine.
Those are the dog days.
Dog days.
Dog days.
Dog days.
Hey.
So we have a question that we like to ask every guest, and by we I mean Jackie,
oh, no.
has a question she likes to ask every guest.
It's particularly unrelated to this one. Usually it is related, I like to tell myself. Would you have sex with a ghost?
Yes. I don't know why I answered so fast.
You didn't hesitate. Like, you think. Like, oh my god.
Did you guys tweet about this recently?
We talk about it constantly.
Yeah.
So I feel something. Like I responded to a tweet that said, would you have sex with a ghost? And I said, yes.
I and did if it not wasn't that you,
then that's insane.
No, it was not.
Somebody else is talking about it. Somebody else wants to know too.
Yeah.
I think I would. Why not?
Yeah I think it could be interesting.
Like, how would it go down? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, how does this work?
Do I get to pick
the ghost? Can I see you?
Yes. Yeah, you pick the ghost.
You make okay. the situation for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's your most consenting ghost. The only difference is it's a ghost.
Yes.
Consenting ghost.
Yes.
Yeah, really hot ghost.
I'm here for it.
Before we start to go, we're going to ask you one last time, what is your podcast? Where can we find it? And then maybe give us a little preview of what your last episode was about. I'm mostly asking because I usually listen to it on Wednesday nights and I haven't listened to the it yet, and I just want to know
because it's Wednesday night and we're recording this.
Yeah,
right. Well, you can find us at ITM with Liv and Bix on Instagram, and our Instagram has a link tree that goes to all of our other social media platforms like Twitter, where we live tweet The Bachelor every Monday. We also have a TikTok page. We have a Patreon page. And we also have a YouTube page where we post weekly vlogs of just like, you know, behind the scenes, being in the moment with Liv and Bix, if you will. So check it out. And Liv, you want to tell them a little bit about this week's episode?
Oh, the most. Yeah, so this week's episode, we have an underwhelming guest. We have Thomas that I don't know if you guys realize there's like all this drama happening with Thomas. He supposedly just came onto The Bachelorette just to become The Bachelor just like all the other men, but for some reason it's a problem with him.
They're all on TV.
Right. Right. But, you know, everybody's freaking out that that's his reason, and he's very open about it. But anyway, but yeah, so we talk a little bit about that, a little bit about this. And then, and then you want to stay till the end of our segment. We always have a rose, a thorn, and a whole damn bouquet that we give out to one of the Bachelor contestants or the Bachelorette for that week. So yeah, that's a little bit of our thing.
I love it.
Amazing.
I will say, so Jackie is the big Bachelor fan, and as most Bachelor
Maggie into it kicking and screaming.
Yes. As most Bachelor Sherpas recruit, do. Yeah, they recruit like it's an MLM.
Yeah. Yep. It pretty much is. Right.
But I will say
we're a cult.
Yeah. Liv and Bix podcast is very digestible if you're not a Bachelor fan. Yeah. So I like to you're welcome. And I don't know anyone's name ever. So I like to listen to it and be like, oh, that's their name. And then I'll instantly forget by the time Monday hits around. But like I like to pretend. And I just that's like when other people
That's literally me. I'm like, Bix, what's their name again? She's like, oh, I got you.
I don't know what their names are. I think they should just wear name tags the whole season.
Yes!
I don't
understand. Third.
Well, also, same. With last season, there were so many people that I was like, I don't know who anyone is. I didn't meet anyone. They just kept flying by. And then with Katie's season, every white man looks the same.
They all look exactly.
And every black man looks the same as... And the one Asian guy I liked is gone, so it's fine.
It doesn't even matter.
Does it? I kept saying he somewhat looks like if my boyfriend had a cousin, is what he looks like.
Are you talking about John?
Yes.
I love John.
I love John.
We were big fans of John.
They get rid of the Asian men way too fast, and they're all decent stand-up men.
And even sexiest guy,
right?
They had this guy named Bao, who's like the sexiest Asian man. Oh my god! And then they had him in the original cast, and then when they released the official cast, they cut him. For fucking what?
Probably because he's getting it someplace, and I don't blame him. Go him.
Yeah, he was too hot for Katie.
I wonder what that process looks like. How long between you told that you get cast, like you are cast, like you interview, get casted, and then go on the show.
It's possible they told him that Katie was the Bachelorette, and he was like, eh.
Yeah, but they have two Bachelorettes.
Yeah, maybe he's waiting for Michelle.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think they might be holding him back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, Michelle. It's all for Michelle.
I was going to say, poor Lauren does not know what we're talking about. She doesn't watch The Bachelor.
Sorry.
Like,
you guys have it on, I watch it, but like, most of the time, I'm just like, what's going on?
What's happening?
It's okay. They're all acting crazy.
I've watched it and I still ask, what is going on?
All the time.
All the time. And I'm probably going to edit this out because this is me just like,
no,
gushing. No, so Katie's season, I sent you that text. Katie, the men are doing exactly what the women were doing in Matt's season.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why isn't Katie like matching those parallels together? She's a smart girl. Mm-hmm.
I think. Yeah. So when I watched that, I thought Katie was unnecessarily brutal when she was letting Thomas go. I read something on Reddit somewhere, which may or may not be true, that Thomas off screen, or at least they didn't release it, he admitted that he had been really mean to Trey. Which is maybe where she was getting unkind from. But I was like, he might be a little calculated and a little slimy, but so is every other dude here. So I don't know what your issue is calling him out like this. It was brutal.
That was brutal. I'm going to give Katie the slightly the benefit of the doubt and say she's very young. I don't know what her previous relationships looked like, but I can assume because she's on The Bachelor that maybe they weren't the healthiest in communication. That, you know,
when someone, a huge parallel.
No, like, but when somebody like when someone gets guarded, they bite a little fiercer than they have to. So my assumption is maybe Katie doesn't know how to make boundaries in the start, so has to make boundaries later and seems to be overstepping. If I was to psychoanalyze a person I've never met.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I also think that she is very easily persuaded. I feel like all the guys kind of forced her to believe this one thing, and then Caitlin and Tayshia were also like, fuck him, tell him to go, he's using you to propel himself, and like amped her up. And I feel like she kind of succumbed to what everybody else wanted and tried to have this whole like iconic moment, and it was just kind of like, but really?
It didn't look good. It was not.
Yeah. I've had a few complaints about this season so far. One is I would like the plot to stop being, are you here for the right reason?
Right.
I feel like
nobody is.
No.
Your answer is no.
Spoiler. Yeah.
And then the other thing, my hugest gripe was when I want to call it the opening ceremony, but it's not the Olympics.
It's so good.
Yeah. But why couldn't anyone give her a fucking coat? She was so cold. I felt so bad. I couldn't watch.
Yeah, they always do that. They always look like they're freezing everybody.
She was chattering while talking to Tayshia. I was like, someone get this girl like a blanket or a coat. I was like, one of the men should be like, you look cold. Please take my jacket.
She didn't get a jacket until late in the night. Some dude gave her his jacket.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I want to know. Like,
top of the list.
Yeah, top of the list. Like, you get out of the wardrobe, you hug her, you're like, you're freezing. Here's
her
my
wardrobe has been
power move
awful. Who's ever doing wardrobe like, for styling awful.
But like wardrobe, you see she's cold. You didn't think, let me maybe pair this with a nice scarf, a shawl, something.
You could have gotten her a pretty little, fur.
The stadium pack.
Right.
That you like put in your mittens and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just tuck them into her like chicken cutlets.
Exactly.
They also have like titties. Long sleeved gowns, like anything.
Yeah,
and she
can exactly long sleeve gowns. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I feel like they don't like her because even her her makeup. They showed her doing her own makeup in the beginning. I was like, someone do this for her.
That might have been just like she's getting ready.
I don't know. I saw color. I saw color from brush. To eye, I saw extra color go on.
Was that the really pink eye?
You saw the transfer.
Dude, that was bad.
I saw the transfer. No, and it was pink. And then what? She was wearing that dress that did.
It was a different pink.
I would do everything so different. And she, I think they never do anything nice for her lips. She has a very thin lip. She could have a little overdraw to it. I just have so many complaints about this.
I liked the dress with the red lip and the wing. On Monday's episode.
Okay.
Oh, the wing. I saw them throw a wing up there and I said, oh, yeah.
That looked really nice on her hooded eyes. It looked really cute.
I liked the tan dress she wore. That lime green dress was very 13 going on 30.
Oh, the poison ivy look. I said she was very poison ivy. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, the green one sleeve dress?
Yes.
Maybe it was one sleeve.
Oh, yeah. The one shoulder one.
With the deep.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I liked that one. That's like a deep hunter green?
No. It was like lime green. Which one are you talking
about?
Was like a lime green
one.
I don't
know what lime green.
Hey, I don't remember the lime one.
Maybe I'm just having a stroke. That's fine. No. I might be misremembering a dress. It's fine. I just assumed it looked bad.
It was like the one shoulder with the sleeve.
No, yeah, not that one. Yeah. I like that one. There was another one. I'll look it up later.
Well yeah. We'll
yeah, we gotta find the lime green dress.
That I made up. Watch, I was like, guys, I feel like sent a tweet, an apology. Hi, Bachelor Nation. I'm really sorry I made up a dress. Did you guys not see that version on Hulu when they just showed her?
No.
Was it a different show? It might have been
different show altogether. That sounds more Love Island.
It might have been. Oh no, I'm kidding. It's not Love Island. Love Island's fun. Oh, Love Island
we
is a trip.
A lot of Love Island. quarantine.
We had to. Because we watched Love.
That's a good one.
Oh,
so oh good, my God. Love.
Yeah. Speaking of Scandal, like this has nothing to do with any of the TV shows we're talking about. Apparently, the marketing team for Love is Blind was going out to different photographers and asking for free photos to get exposure.
Yeah.
For those photographers, for the wedding photographers.
Yeah. Oh. So scuzzy.
And they're like y'all don't have budget?
I know. Right? It's the second season.
You're on Netflix.
No, come on.
And they're like, well, it had record numbers. And I was like, yeah, it was in quarantine. No one else can watch it. Yeah, no, it's fucking. So I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I'm still going to watch it, but like, I'll just know that in the background. Be like, fuck you.
Yeah, me too. Same.
It's a new like dating show. It's kind of like, it's like Love is Blind plus like,
I think I know what you're talking
the
about.
The special effects makeup one.
Oh, I was thinking the Masked
Singer. Oh, wait. Like the wait. The Beast. Yeah. The Beast. Beast.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
Beast.
The Beast. That one looks like so
makeup and they just like go out in public. And,
yeah.
Like,
have a date.
Have a date.
That looks insane.
I want to watch it.
Yeah. I don't have time, but anyone out there listening to this, can you please make a podcast recap of that show specifically?
Yes. I would love that.
Means it's going to be blind. Covered. That's so hard, though. You have to see them. There's like the woman with the porpoise face. I just love it so much.
Oh my God. And he's like, I like your fin. She's like,
sexy beasts.
Oh, that's it.
Sexy beasts. Oh my God.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that seems like a good show.
Yeah.
I definitely want to smoke and then watch it.
Yeah.
My friend was like, guys, we're smoking. I was like, girl, get the edibles. Get everything. We're doing it.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be one of those things that, like, if I smoke, because I fall asleep when I smoke, I'll smoke, fall asleep, and wake up halfway through. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What is happening here?
Start
Am I
crying.
Having another stroke?
Right. Am I having a- It's that green dress.
It's that green dress.
Someone's special effects makeup is just the green dress.
Oh my! You like my dress? It's your face. Thank you.
Thanks.
I noticed. So thank you so much for coming on. We were so excited to have one neighbors. And then to someone to talk with us about The Bachelorette and The Bachelor.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having us.
You guys are such a blast.
Thank you.
I had so much fun.
So before we go, we'd like to say a special thanks to our Patreon members. Thank you, Mike, Lauren, and Juleen. We would also like to give a special thank you to Alex Price for mixing and for our theme song, and to Josh for additional music, and to Joe for our lovely cover art. If you're like, hey, this sounds pretty cool, you know, the scary ladies, the other ladies sound cool too, but the scary ladies specifically, you can donate to our Patreon at patreon.com/ladiesfright. It's found in our show notes in the link tree. But if you're like, look, ladies, I don't know if I'm here for the right reasons. I don't know if I'm ready for an engagement and for the commitment of Patreon. You could also donate to our Buy Me a Coffee at buymeacoffee.com/ladiesfright or find it in our show notes. And that's a one-time donation, and we really appreciate that. You can find us on social media at Facebook and Instagram at Ladies Fright, or on Twitter or TikTok at Ladies Fright Pod. And you can now see Jackie and I and Lauren when she's able to pop in on Twitch on Thursday nights. We're going to be going and talking about paranormal news, and we're going to watch some videos and react, and then we're just going to shoot the shit together. So basically, you just get to watch us film ourselves on what we do on Thursday nights anyway. Lauren, take us away.
Because this is Ladies Fright.
Oh, Lord of Fright!
Yay!
Yay!
I have no idea. I feel like I blacked out, but I hopefully did it.